Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean, as you probably remember very well, on this date in 2009, millions of people worldwide watched on television as thousands gathered in Los Angeles for that star-studded tribute to Michael Jackson, who died on June 25th of 2009. And Michael Jackson is in the news this morning, isn't he?
Yeah, well, three of his songs are. They put out one of those tribute albums about a year after he passed away. The album was simply called Michael, but there are three songs on the album now that have been pulled from streaming services. The song Monster, Keep Your Head Up, and one called Breaking News, because fans and people with Sony Music feel that may not really be Michael Jackson singing the songs. They are questioning the authenticity of them. Representative says that they want fans to continue the conversation about the legacy that Michael Jackson has left, and these songs put that into question. So until this is all resolved, they've decided to pull them from Spotify, from Apple Music, and on Tidal. Thank goodness I still have them on my 8-track player that I have in my car. So.
The bat suit is going up for auction. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is the George Clooney bat suit. The movie Batman and Robin, in which Clooney starred, was a disaster. But there is a fascination about this suit because, and it's rubber casting. They actually put nipples on the suit for Batman, and it's become known as the nipple suit. So this suit now is going to be going up for auction later on this month. Val Kilmer wore a similar suit in Batman Forever, and the director, Joel Schumacher, liked it so much that he created a similar one for George Clooney, which he even emphasized the nippler region even more. They are saying that this suit could go for the starting bid will be at $40,000 for the suit. So who knows how much they're going to wind up getting for all this.
I believe that's the first use of the word, if you can call it that, nippular.
Yep.
On a broadcast.
I'm very proud of how many times between TV and radio now I've used the word nipple in a story. Doesn't happen very often, so it's been a banner day for nippleage use today.
I guess. Now there's talk of a Stranger Things spinoff, and I guess it's not surprising with the popularity of that show.
No, of course not. I hope they don't ruin it by doing too many. But the creators have announced that they are not only going to put out a fifth and final season, now they're planning a Stranger Things stage play that presumably will open on Broadway, and also another spinoff series as well. They haven't given any details about this, but the production company behind Stranger Things, formed by the Duffer brothers, the creators of the show, say that all of these things are coming. There are pop-up shops all over the Chicago area. They are, striking while the iron is hot, because the second half of the fourth season, which came out a week ago, took down Netflix. So many people were trying to watch it at the same time. At 3 o'clock in the morning, It took down Netflix as people were trying to watch it at the same time. It's become the second most watched show ever in the history of Netflix. So, why not? Why not give the people what they want?
Absolutely. By the way, I wanted to get this in yesterday, and I forgot to mention it. But it's kind of, I guess, for the movie industry, heartening that, what was it, four movies? Elvis, Jurassic World, The Black Phone, Top Gun, grossed over $20 million. And so do you think that's an indication that people are ready to go back into theaters, Dean?
Sure seems like it, but all of these movies, pretty much without exception, are all movies that have younger appeal audiences, which is who's been going back to the theaters anyway. The superhero movies are going to do well. This new Thor movie is going to come out tomorrow, despite tepid reviews, and mine also will be a little on the tepid side for this. It's still going to make a ton of money because, you know, young people are attracted to these kinds of movies. They have no problem whatsoever going back to the theaters. This, you know, movie, The Minions, Rise of the Gru, which opened this past week, it's an animated movie. That one broke all kinds of records, again, geared toward younger audiences. People have no problem with that. That said, the Buzz Lightyear movie came out, what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, something like that. That's pretty much been a bomb so far, and people have not been going back. And you would think that a movie whose origins are in the Toy Story family, you know, would have brought a lot of people, but people are just not interested in a story about the origin story of Buzz Lightyear and are not going. So it's been really interesting. But, you know, films that are dramas, films that are a little more serious, those are the ones that are still struggling at the box office. It'll be interesting to see when the Oscar movies come out, which will, you know, generally gives us a little more, you know, serious kind of movies, whether or not people are ready to go back. A lot of it's going to have to do with whether or not there's another surge, you know, which they're saying could come in the fall, right when all those movies are about to open.
Right now, there was one poll, and the results say 88% of moviegoers are currently very or somewhat comfortable going back in the
Seems
theaters
like it.
Again. It was about last year around this time, it was only 59%.
Yeah.
And so far this year, the box office is still down about 30%.
Yeah. Well, seems like people are there. When I go to the theaters, it's been, you know, half to three quarters full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gradually filling up. And it's kind of sad to report that Ravinia has canceled quite a few shows, Dean.
It is sad, but I think also appropriate and really sensitive of Ravinia to do this. They announced yesterday that they've canceled all of the shows through this coming Sunday out of respect to the shooting that took place in downtown Highland Park on the 4th of July. They said in a post on their Facebook page that after consulting with neighbors and public officials and artists and patrons, that reduced activity in Highland Park right now, both within the park and also in the neighborhoods. Anyone who's ever been to Ravinia knows that when shows are going on, you know, people are everywhere and cars are everywhere, and it's, you know, a bit of pandemonium. They just thought that it would be better to give the community the space and the quiet that's needed to reflect and try to begin to heal. So, you know, if you were going to Sheryl Crow, John Fogerty, Michael Ferrante, Lyle Lovett, or Chris Isaac, those were the shows that were scheduled for the remainder of this weekend. They will issue a refund for the tickets that you've purchased. But I think it's a good idea, actually, mm-hmm. to let things settle down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They can reschedule the shows some other time for those.
Tell us about the actor who played Elton John in the movies.
Yeah, Taron Egerton I first met a couple of years ago with some smaller movies that he had come out, King's Circle and some others. But his big break was when he was chosen to play Elton John in the biopic Rocket Man. I thought he did a really good job. I liked the movie. I know some people thought it fell short a little bit, but I thought he did a really, really great job. He's got a new series that is out starting tomorrow on Apple TV Plus called Blackbird, in which he plays a prisoner who is offered time off of his own sentence if he agrees to work with authorities to get a confession out of another inmate who is in there. And Greg Kinnear stars in this. There's a really nice cast, but most notably Ray Liotta in one of his final roles before he passed away just this past May. And I talked with Taron Egerton, who was the actor who played Elton John, the star of the series, about working with Ray Liotta and what that was like, Ray Liotta playing his father in this series.
Kind of weird because, you know, it's not like Ray is the kind of guy who was gushing or gave easy praise or, you know, but I just there was just a sort of unspoken kind of bond that we had. And, yeah. And to be honest, it was only ever really addressed after the fact over text, you know, and it was just a special thing for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like a real father, where you can never really quite get the approval that you want at the time, but you know it's there somehow.
Yeah.
How life-changing was that whole Rocket Man experience?
It was it was life-changing. It was a thrilling episode in my life, and I think for me, I felt that it was a time when I really had a chance to get my teeth into a role of greater complexity than the ones I'd played before. A year on, Blackbird arrives in my inbox, and I just can't quite believe my luck.
Yeah, it's going to debut starting tomorrow on Apple TV Plus, and we'll share full interviews with Greg Kinnear, with Mr. Edgerton, Taron Egerton, on my Sunday show this coming weekend.
Well, let's get a couple of celebrity birthday mentions in here. Hard to believe Doc Severinsen is 95 today.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Really?
And
do you think he's still wearing all those sequined jackets?
I think they're back in the closet now. Yeah. Ringo is 82.
This is a serious message.
and
he's in love.
This is interesting. He has the same birthday as Paul McCartney's father.
Huh.
That's quite a coincidence. And
so
I guess
nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed.
That's right.
So you put a quarter into him, he'll never stop.
Everybody at noon today has to say peace, love, no more fan mail.
Peace.
Everything's going to be tossed.
Is he the oldest of the Beatles, Ringo?
Yes. George was the youngest. But, Paul just turned 80, didn't he?
I'm warning you, with peace and love, I have too much to do.
Okay. Wow. Happy birthday, Ringo.
That doesn't sound like peace or love.
Right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Ringo.
No more fan mail. Thank you.